Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You're listening to Pit Pass F1. My name's Michael Laminato, and this is preview day at the 2024 Chinese Grand Prix. Pit Pass F1 is brought to you by Evergreen Podcasts. And this week, for the first time in half a decade, Formula One returns to Shanghai, and much has changed since the last race in 2019. To begin with, Lewis Hamilton has won two more titles, but Max Verstappen has won another 52 Grand Prix. The cars and the tyres have changed a great deal too, and even this track has changed at least a little bit. Adding to those unknowns is the tweaked sprint format in use for the first time this weekend. Under the new rules, Friday morning starts with an hour of practice ahead of sprint qualifying in the afternoon. The sprint race is the first order of business on Saturday morning, after which the weekend continues as normal, with regular qualifying that afternoon and the Grand Prix on Sunday. Preparation for this year's first sprint at what's practically a new track for F1 was the dominant theme of the weekend, but off the track, the driver market is rumbling. Fernando Alonso has re-signed with Aston Martin, putting the spotlight on Carlos Sainz's 2025 plans and on whether Sergio Perez could continue with Red Bull Racing. For all of that, plus how Zhou Guan Yu is handling his first home Grand Prix, I'm very pleased to introduce you now to our third host for the season. His name is Diego Mejia, and he's on the ground this weekend in Shanghai.
Hello everyone, I'm Diego Mejia. I'm speaking to you from Shanghai to get you this edition of the Pit Pass F1 podcast. I'm new to the gang, so a few words on myself before we start to speak about what's going on this weekend in Shanghai. I've been a motorsports journalist for over 20 years, the last 10 working as a TV reporter, TV commentator on the races live for different TV networks in Latin America. I'm currently working for Fox Sports in Mexico as a live commentator and on-site reporter. And I was lucky to be here in Shanghai for the first edition of the Chinese Grand Prix. Back then, I was following the career of Juan Pablo Montoya. I'm Colombian as him. So I was reporting and commentating on his races live for Colombia on both radio and TV. It's been two decades of motorsports. I've also covered NASCAR, IndyCar, and many different series. But for the past 10 years, it's been mainly Formula One. And I was also here for race 1000 of the Formula One World Championship, a race that Valtteri Bottas started from pole. He's the latest pole sitter for Formula One, so you get a feel for how much F1 has changed since the last time we were here, and Mercedes actually was dominating back then, and they got the 1-2 with Lewis ahead of Valtteri. But this year, the 20th anniversary of the first edition of the race is extra special because there is a Chinese driver on the grid. Zhou Guan Yu was in the center of today's FIA press conference. He told us that the event is a sold out, that it took 20-30 minutes for all tickets to sell, which is amazing. Thinking when I was here 20 years ago, there was little to no promotion of the event outside of the circuit. It was a very reduced crowd. Nobody knew what Formula One was. I remember there was a Chinese-Dutch driver called Ho Pintung. He was linked with Williams, but it was more of a promotional thing than actually him being a possibility for Williams in the future. But since then, they have been trying to get a driver in Formula One. And finally, Joe is going to be able to make that, you know, fulfill a dream, because he also remembered today when he was here for the first race as a fan with a Ferrari banner. 1 year later, he was with a Renault and Alonso banner as a fan. And today, he was actually sitting beside Alonso on the press conference, which is amazing. And he was also saying that it will be very emotional when the Chinese national anthem is played before the race. It will bring back all those memories from when he was a kid attending the race as a fan. But now, yeah, fully focused on getting the most of this opportunity, which is going to be tough for him. His dream will be getting points in his home race, but it might prove quite difficult to achieve with the performance that Kick Sauber has right now and with all the issues that they're facing with their pit stop still. So hopefully he gets to surprise us and gives something else to cheer for to the local fans, which will fill the grandstands this weekend at Shanghai International Circuit. So Alonso was also a talking point today. He said that probably this will be his last contract in Formula One. He also mentioned that basically the loyalty they have with Aston Martin made things much easier than people think. When you look at it from the outside, you'd say it seems like actually Alonso didn't have any better options and that he probably was an option for Red Bull or for Mercedes, but he wasn't the first option for them. And the way he puts this out, announcing it before other teams make their moves, sort of gives the feeling that he is in control of his own destiny. And that has been something that he has said many times in the past when he has switched teams, that he's very lucky. He has said this literally many times, that he's very lucky to be able to choose his own destiny in Formula One. But obviously what others do or don't in terms of who they hire or who they keep or not dictates in a way which were the best options for Alonso. And the fact that Honda is coming back as the sole provider of Aston Martin from 2026, and Aramco is already working on developing the fuels that they will use on this new engine formula, is going to be something that could prove an advantage for them. So this puts the focus on other drivers, what they will do. Carlos Sainz was asked today about his chances, and he believes that his best options, as he calls those, are still available. You think about Red Bull, you think about Mercedes. Red Bull, Perez, Checo is doing a good job, so things are looking positive for him. I asked him about his future with the team last week or 2 weeks ago in Suzuka, and he said that things were progressing, that both parties seemed happy with each other, so they were ready to sit down and get a contract done. Today he said that things keep evolving, but he hasn't put ink to paper yet, but he hopes to be able to do that very soon. But more importantly for him is to keep, you know, this trend of form this weekend into Shanghai, because he has been a very solid start for Checo in this 2024 season with Red Bull. It could be an option for Sainz. Mercedes, you know, Kimi Andrea Antonelli is kind of the guy everyone is looking at. Today, George Russell was asked about his future teammate, and the first name he put on the table was Kimi's. Kimi was actually testing this week at Red Bull Ring. He completed around 500 kilometers, according to the team. So he keeps, you know, getting ready to make that jump next year, or we will see if that happens any earlier. But one of the big talking points today, and maybe the one that has to do the most with what we will see this weekend, was the track. Because the first one to mention this was actually Daniel Ricciardo when he was asked about all the things that are new this weekend, and he said that the track had been painted. Other drivers echoed his remarks on this, and we got to speak to Pirelli and kind of understand what's really going on with the surface of the track and how it is different from what the drivers had in 2019. And basically it seems bitumen has been added to the track, the surface, and you can actually see some places are darker than others. Actually, it could prove quite inconsistent in terms of the grip that the drivers will find at the entry, at the apex, and the exit of the corners. And this is a very unique track in terms of its layout. It has very long corners, which should suit Red Bull, the cars that are able to generate the more downforce and be the most efficient with that 1.4 kilometer straight also, should benefit from that at this track. But it has been an issue here in the past, the graining that hampered Red Bull in Australia could come back again here, but it will all depend on how the surface evolves and what they actually find on Friday in free practice one. Let's review how the schedule of the weekend has changed, because there has been some change on the sprint format for this year. Let's remember, Friday will be free practice one, then we will have the sprint shootout. Last year we had the qualifying for the Grand Prix on Friday afternoon, so now it's the qualifying for the sprint, which is what follows on the schedule on Saturday. The sprint race, then at the end of the afternoon on Saturday, qualifying for the Grand Prix on Sunday. And the regulations have now allowed for changes to be made on the setup of the cars between the sprint and the start of the qualifying for the Grand Prix, which is different to what we had before, because now having the schedule like that, there are two different park fermés. One park fermé that starts at the sprint shootout, the qualifying for the sprint, and then another park fermé that starts with the qualifying for the Grand Prix. That way, what they learned from the sprint can be translated into changes on the setup for the qualifying of the Grand Prix and obviously for the race on Sunday. As usual, on Thursdays, before everyone running gets going, Bernd Mailander gets to do his safety car test. He did that today and I was able to approach him right after he had done that, and he basically told me that he didn't feel any abnormal levels of grip, so he doesn't anticipate there to be something surprising. He mentioned that if it rains, maybe that could be the case, but not from what he felt today. Although he stressed he was driving a safety car on street tires, not racing tires, which are quite different. So from his side, nothing to worry about yet. Pirelli also has told us that from their own measurements, the track has 15% less roughness on the pavement, which means that there's more adhesive grip than mechanical grip. How that evolves and what that means, we'll have to see tomorrow. A few side notes to finish with. First of all, Daniel Ricciardo is having a new chassis this weekend. He said that it was mostly for peace of mind. It was already planned. Although I asked him if it was a last resort after the issues he has faced with the car in the first four races, he said yes, but this will sort of leave that out of the equation. So hopefully it's a one weekend in which he can start strong. It's a track where he has won in 2018, so that will probably, you know, with a new chassis, get him a new start to his season, which has been a bit frustrating in these first four races. Alpine, just as Williams, didn't have a spare chassis. They have one here. They have an upgrade, a new floor, but it will be only on Esteban Ocon's car. They will have on both cars for the Miami Grand Prix. And Haas also has brought some updates. For this race, it could prove quite difficult to make those upgrades work with only one free practice. But as I first stated, the changes on the park fermé rules on the sprint format for this year may enable them to adjust in case they go the wrong way with the setup on the updates on the sprint events that will take place this weekend at Shanghai International Circuit. So that's it for today. I will be back with you tomorrow with more from the Chinese Grand Prix.
That was Diego Mejia, who'll be bringing you the latest from the Shanghai paddock all this weekend. You can find more from Diego on social media. Just check the link in the show description. And you can stay up to date throughout the Chinese Grand Prix by subscribing to Pit Pass F1 wherever you get your favourite podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, we'd love it if you could leave us a rating and a review. You can also find us at pitpassmotorsports.com, where you can check out the Pit Pass Motorsports blog, powered by Podium Life, featuring racing articles and motorsport industry news. Pit Pass F1 is an evergreen podcast. My name's Michael Laminato, and we'll be back with practice and sprint qualifying tomorrow.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.